started. So we're going to continue with what we did last week. It's okay that you weren't here last week. And have you ever?
Never been.
Okay, well, welcome. I gab a bit. I'm Sharon.
Really?
Yes, it's hard to tell that, isn't it? So we're going to do what's called lesson number 61, arms in a circle above your head, working with the core today. So you're going to listen to the instructions. It's not aerobic, but this lesson is a little more, we'll say, challenged. You will be using your core and your abdomen, okay? But just listen to the instructions. You want to make it as smooth and easy as possible. So the focus is on learning what you're doing. It's not to be pounding through doing abdominal crunches, for example, okay? This is to help your back, your hips, your breath, your breathing. Sound good? Okay, so everybody on your backs. We just got glasses like this from my daughter, pretty similar. The blue on the inside. So go ahead and lie on your back. Arms down by your side, legs long. And what we always do at the beginning of a lesson, and the reason it's called a lesson is because we're learning. I think we're learning all the time. Is to sense how you make contact with the floor. So sense how you're lying on the floor today. What parts of you are touching? What parts perhaps are not touching? That's usually what we start with. And then we also begin to notice areas of, let's say, dis-ease or lack of comfort, right? There's some areas. Usually we don't have attention drawn to the areas that feel comfortable. Usually our attention is drawn to, oh, this feels a little tight, or, you know, just not as relaxed as other parts of me. So notice if you're sensing any of that, and if so, where you're sensing that. And then what we've done in multiple lessons before is we've put dots, I call it dots, behind each shoulder blade. So one dot behind the right, one dot behind the left, one dot behind the right buttock cheeks, one dot behind the left buttock cheek. And then you connect those dots. That was one of my favorite things to do as a child. I loved those books of connecting the dots, right? And then all of a sudden, a snowman or whatever would show up. So you're going to connect these dots, and you've created a rectangle. And this is your core. This is your trunk. So often people think of their core way down where the belly button is. But really, your core goes from your shoulder blades down to your pelvis. It's your whole trunk. And that is what we're going to continue to work with today. From last week, of how do we move this area. So last week we worked with more rotation and side bending. And as I mentioned last week, we're going to add the flexion in today, right? So that's where it's going to feel more core. So how we're going to start today is actually with your arms. You're going to bring your arms interlaced above to the ceiling. So let's start to the ceiling today, right? And your elbows are bent out so that you create a circle. So just think you've got this circle in front of you. So again, what we started with last week was rotation. So we thought about that your hands are going to lift up and over to the left so that your trunk starts to roll to the left. So that means the right shoulder blade comes away from the floor, right? The right side of the ribs, so it's not just the arms. My hands are cold, so I'm sorry. Think of that, yes. So think of the trunk rolling. This is not about the arms. And that circle stays the same shape. And that's what gets the trunk moving, right? So if your elbows straighten or the arms start to come together, it means you're doing the movement in your arms and you're not involving the trunk. Seems rather chilly in here today. That's it. Nice job. I'm sorry. I wish I could control it. I'm going to put on a jacket. That's it. Now go and do the same thing going to the right. So that means the left shoulder blade comes up. The circle again stays the same shape. So maybe you go once to the left, once to the right. And as you're doing this, again, this is, again, why we call it a lesson, is you're feeling, you're sensing, you're learning about, that's it, your trunk rotating. And let your legs be relaxed. Yeah. So no tension in the legs, no tension in the feet. So I'm noticing with some of you, you're holding in your feet. See if those toes can relax. That's it. Beautiful. And keep your head down. Let's keep your head on the ground. Beautiful. Okay, come back and rest it. So let's rest your arms. And in a moment, we're going to do the same thing like we did last week with your legs. So for those of you that are new or haven't been here for a while, this is a class that you can always drop into. There's no beginning or end. So I often will weave in what we've done the week before into today so that you just kind of merge into the class with everybody else. And every week it's a different lesson. So there's no beginning or end. Okay, so from here you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. So your knees are out to the side, and so you're making kind of a circle, triangular shape with your legs, just like you did with your arms. So to create the rotation from below with your pelvis, you're going to go to the left. So think of the right knee kind of coming up, right? You're tipping, right? The right side of your pelvis comes up, the left side goes down. That's it, right? So it's like the same movement you did with your arms, but now you're doing it with your legs and your pelvis. So you're creating the rotation from below, right? So when we did the arms, we created the rotation from the upper part of your back and body. And now you're creating the rotation from below. And then some of the things to think about and pay attention to is the ease. So is it easier with the legs? So now let's have you go to the right. So does that mean, is it easier for you to create rotation with your pelvis and your legs, the lower back, or was it easier with the arms? So this is what your mind thinks about as you're doing the movements. The sense of ease, what you're doing, how does it feel? Excellent. Okay, pause and let that go. Straighten your legs, rest your legs. So does what I said, does that make sense to everybody? Are we all clear? Yes? Okay, so now what we're going to do is introduce side bending. And you're going to do this by bringing the arms now above your head on the floor. So your hands are interlaced, elbows are out to the side to make your circle, right? So now side bending is like bending along the side. So you're going to think of this circle with your arms above you on the floor and your head, and you're going to take everything to the right. So the head doesn't move inside the circle and the circle doesn't move alone. So it means the back of your head slides on the floor, right? Everything goes to the right. And then you come back to the center. And let's just do to the right a few times. So what you feel now in the trunk, right, is the ribs coming together on the right side. And I'm going to use the word compression. The ribs are compressing on the right, so they're expanding on the left. And now let's go to the left. What is it like to compress the ribs on the left side and expand the right? And what's interesting, what we're doing in this lesson here is separating out these directions of movement is to become really aware for yourself where the challenge is. So I have the biggest discrepancy in side bending. It's very easy for me to go to the left. It's not so easy to go to the right. When it comes to rotating, both sides are very even. So that's, again, another level of question, inquiry about yourself. Good. Bring your arms down and rest them. Bring the soles of your feet together. And this one was a bit of a challenge last week. So create the circle with your legs, and now you're going to slide the legs to the left and right. So you're going to create side bending from below. Yeah. So let's take your legs, let's say, to the left. So you bend on the left side. So it's not the knees, it's the feet. Think of your feet sliding on the floor left and right, like windshield wipers. So again, it's creating the side bending now from below. Right, it's a way harder movement, right? Rotation was, right? You know, we don't do this very much. So slide the feet, don't tilt the legs. There you go. Okay, excellent. Okay, and then come back and let's rest. So the next piece that we're going to add in, right, is what we call flexion. And you will get extension when you release the flexion, okay? So what's nice about what I'm teaching today is that there's these six directions of movement. And I'm breaking them up independently. And then when we go about our daily life, these six directions are coupled together to create movement. Okay, so you're going to bring your arms above your head, create the circle on the floor. So flexion. So to make it, interlace your hands again, make the circle, elbows out to the side. So let's begin just with the hands, and you're going to bring your hands up to the ceiling and then back to the floor. That'll feel pretty easy. And that starts the flexion, right? Nice. Okay, and then to really engage the flexion, you're now going to add in your head. So your head and your arms lift to come above you. Oh yeah, right? Hello, core. Isn't it amazing, right? Just adding the head in. So the minute that you start to lift the arms and the head, what you should feel is that there is a shortening on your front side, the engagement of your core, right? All the ribs compress, you empty the lungs, and your belly button is pulling up towards your ribs. And again, focus on the exhale and not holding your breath. So if you're holding your breath, pause. Again, this is not a sit-up. This is a movement. So when you find yourself holding your breath, you need to pause to come back to it. Good. Okay. Pause with your arms. Bring them down. Rest them by your sides in your head. And now we're going to introduce the same thing with your legs. So you're going to bring the soles of the feet together, create your circle with your legs, knees out to the side. So you're going to engage the lower part of the core, which is harder. So you're going to start to lift the feet up, flatten the lower back. That's it. So bring both feet up and then slowly lower them back down. Now, again, pay attention to yourself. If you're anything like me, this is very hard for me because I want to use my lower back and hip flexors a lot. So when you put your feet back, you want to try to keep your pelvis in neutral. And what that means is just don't allow it to make a huge arch. It'll arch a little bit, but my tendency is to do a big arch. And then when you lift your feet, your back flattens. And again, you lift the legs on the exhale. So whenever we're introducing anything with flexion, it's on the exhale because you're emptying the lungs. It doesn't make sense to take a breath in and try to flex. Okay, rest it. Let's take a big rest. So there's these six directions, again, that are the six prime basic directions. And then everything that we do in life, we couple these together. So you could flex and rotate. You could extend and rotate. You could side bend and flex. You could side bend, flex, and rotate. That's like getting out of a chair, sitting at a table at a restaurant. Sitting on the toilet, flexion. Standing up from the toilet, extension. Okay, so let's go back to the hands interlaced above you. And your feet, the soles of your feet together. So we're going to put everything together, and then we're going to start to take it apart again. So your arms are above your head on the floor. Interlaced. Yeah. So now you're going to lift your hands, head, and feet. So the middle of your back really flattens, right? So you're engaging the entire core. And then you put everything back down at the same time. And then take a pause. Again, I really want you to refrain from having this feel like sit-ups in an exercise class. Because this is more about really feeling how you engage your core, how you use yourself. Now, when you're involving your head, arms, and legs, what is the hardest part? What's the easiest part? Do you feel like you use all three parts equally? Just try this a couple more times and then we'll take a break. Really get that lower back flattened. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs. Okay, bring the soles of your feet together, just the soles. Keep your arms resting down by you. And let's start with the right leg only. So we're gonna, again, separate out things. So you're gonna just lift the right leg. So it's like your right foot coming up over your chest, right? Keep the same position. So just like when you lifted both legs, but just do the right leg. So your knee is still out to the side, nothing changes. How do you lift the right leg and lower it? So it's not lifting to the ceiling, right? It's thinking about bringing it over your belly. So keep the knee bent and keep the knee flared out to the side. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause with the right. Let's try the same with the left. So again, really pay attention. It's the same motion you did with both legs. So don't change anything. Don't bring the foot to the ceiling. Don't straighten the leg. Your knee is out to the side. That's it. And again, you're noticing, is one leg easier than the other, right? which tells you if one hip flexor and glute is tighter than the other. And so what does that mean? That means you use one side more than the other, right? Good. And now go back to both at the same time. So see if you can neutralize or equalize both. And it's never about taking them up super high. So some of you, you can do a smaller movement, right, which is actually harder, and looking for the level of use to be more equalized between the legs. Right, so you want to refrain from swinging the legs and creating a, you know, that kind of movement. If you're swinging the legs, it's, thank you, momentum. That was the word I was looking for. Okay, you guys need a break. Let's rest. Huh?
Momentum can be useful.
Momentum can be really useful. That's what most people end up doing when they get into sit-ups and stuff. A lot of momentum. Okay, now we're going to try the same things with your arms. So you're going to bring your arms on the floor above your head, interlaced. And then once they're interlaced, just soften the fingers so that they separate. There you go. But that just creates the shape. There you go. Okay. So you're going to just begin with the right arm. Keep this same shape. You're going to lift the right arm. And then when you bring it back down to the floor, I want you to think of pressing into the floor, which is going to get the extensors going. It's going to open up the chest. So that half a circle stays there, right? And then when you put it down, press it into the floor, including the elbow. Can you get your right elbow to press into the floor out to the side? So the I know it's hard. Get the whole outer part of the arm to press in the floor, and you will feel the ribs on your back right side arch. That's extension. So you're going to use pressing to create extension, lifting to create the flexion. Good. Pause with that right arm. Do the same thing with the left. So again, start lifting and then you introduce each time the pressing. And usually the first part that wants to press is around the wrist. And then you have to think about the shoulder blade and the elbow all equally pressing. And again, noticing, is one arm lighter or easier to do this with? Or did they feel about the same? What do you notice for yourself? Is it easier to lift or is it easier to press? How is your breath and breathing? Excellent. Okay, now let's try with both hands. So you can interlace them. You're going to lift, come over, and then you're going to take back and press. And again, can you press equally with both elbows, both hands? That's it. and then take a break and rest. And as you're resting now with your arms down by your sides and your legs long, maybe go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just see how that feels. Okay, and then just take another moment to rest in neutral, noticing has anything changed with those four dots, those four points of contact, and the way that you're feeling yourself resting on the floor now. Okay, so we'll combine this now. Bring your arms above your head, soles of your feet together. So we're going to do both lifting and pressing everything, right? So soles of your feet together. You're going to lift both feet. You're going to lift both arms as if everything's going to meet above you somewhere in the middle. And then you're going to take everything back down to the floor and you're going to press. So you're going to press the elbows, the hands, the feet. And you can start to think about opening the hips more by pressing the knees. They won't touch, but you just think that direction, like you're going to press them down like your elbows, right? Just gently in your thought and mind to open the hips. So you flex as you release your air. And then when you come to the pressing, you take a breath in. And now with the pressing, you get an arch all the way from the tailbone up to your neck and cervical spine. Nice. Okay, slowly let that go. Rest on your backs again. Okay, so now we're going to weave the rotation back in with the pressing and lifting of the arms. Bring your arms above you on the floor, interlace the hands, bring the soles of the feet together. The legs aren't going to do anything, but you're going to use the upper body to create the rotation. So think of pressing the left elbow as you lift the right elbow, right? And so you start to twist, that's it, the upper body. So you press the left, you lift the right, so that you rotate. So the right shoulder blade starts to lift, that's it. Means also the left knee comes closer to the floor. Your face starts to roll to the left. So that's it, the left knee and the left elbow. So you get the left knee down to the floor now because the right knee is lifting. So you get the whole side to rotate. That's it. So I want you to stay with the same thing. Let's just change your intention down to your legs. So think of the left outside of the left knee and left leg coming down to the floor. The right knee lifts. That starts the rotation. And then the left elbow presses into the floor and the right lifts. Again, asking yourself, starting with the lower part of the body, is this easier for you? Or was it easier with the upper part? And what those questions and observations do is help you understand where you're stuck in yourself, where things don't move so freely. Why does the upper body maybe feel like lead weight and so heavy? Right? I can tell some of you that's how it feels. Some of you, it's like, nope, doesn't feel that way at all, right? So that's the interesting thing, right? And can you come enough onto your left side? It's really neat that you lift your head, and it's like your head is in this circle space, right, looking to the left. So you have to kind of lift your head a little bit. There you go. Okay, come back and let's rest again.
This one is fascinating.
It's what?
Fascinating.
I think it really helps. It is. It really is nice when there's such clarity about the different directions, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, you have, you know, holding this space, and then you're using this to do these different directions, and then the arms really activate the trunk, and the legs activate the pelvis and lower back, but it just becomes really clear. Yes. Yeah. It really gets... It adds a lot of clarity. Okay, bring the soles of the feet together again. Arms interlaced above your head. Let's do the non-habitual interlacing. Okay, and we're now going to go to the right. Right? So let's start with the upper body. That means lift the left elbow, press the right elbow. So what is it like to rotate first from the upper body and then let the legs become involved? That means the outside of the right leg presses into the floor, the left leg lifts up. That's it. And then you can shift to the lower part of your body, which I think will be easier for you. Think of this coming up.
Oh, okay.
Just think rolling. There. Yes, I think that's easier.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So again, the left leg comes up. The right outside of the right thigh and knee all make contact with the floor. And then you feel then the left elbow coming up. Beautiful, right? So in a way, right, there's more power with the pelvis to get the, once the body gets going over to the right, it becomes easier with the upper body. But then try to start the movement with the upper body again, right? So did something in the mid-back learn something so that it now becomes easier to start in the upper part of you? And then what happens if you go once to the right, come through the middle, once to the left? So everything to the right, everything to the left. Good. Come back. Let's rest it. Lower your arms, straighten your legs, just rest. Okay, so let's go back to the arms above you, interlaced, soles of your feet together. And let's just start with your arms and head lifting first. So soles of your feet, yeah. Just see if that's lighter and easier now. Did something get easier? Or maybe it's smoother. Can you lift your head now and arms higher? So all of you are getting your shoulder blades up off the floor now. Yes. Now add the feet in. So lift your feet. Think of your toes directing themselves to the ceiling. Everything lifts, comes close together. It's kind of like a clam shell. You're a clam. Bring everything together and then everything apart and a little press when you put things down. So that little bit of extension, just pressing and then lifting again, folding. Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest again. So last week, for those of you that were here and those that weren't, I'll just really briefly fill you in. So I told a story, right, about being on the bike, right? And the awareness of flaring my elbow out, right? So, and for those of you that are new, you know, sometimes people wonder, you know, why storytelling? Storytelling's been around forever, right? So there's multiple things that happen with storytelling, though, in your brain and my brain. So when one person like myself is sharing a story with you guys, so what I was explaining is through my own self-observation and awareness, so I rode bike, is that I flare my right elbow out to the side. And it is, there's no significant purpose except for protection. It's an emotional thing, right? And then I became aware that I do this everywhere in life. When I'm eating a meal, I flare my right elbow out, right? It's really a strong habit. That's what we're doing here, is learning about what we do in life, right? So there's two reasons why it's useful to share a story, okay? You know, one is it's useful for other people to hear about people's habits because it has you internalize, think about your own habits, right? It promotes self-awareness. But then the really cool thing I wanted to share with you guys is the moment that you promote self-awareness with yourself. So me just sharing it with you, in 1 week, the habit has disintegrated almost to nothing. So, and this also is like in writing. You know, writing is something that's becoming obsolete, unfortunately. And it's very powerful to write things down as well. So it's part of your thought mechanism, right? Is right, you, so speaking is one way and then writing something down. But anyways, it's been so cool because yesterday when I went out on my bike, I was just like, it's almost, the habit is almost completely gone. And it doesn't have the charge behind it. So there's so much power in self-awareness. And then sharing that. Okay, arms above your head again, soles of your feet together again. Okay, and we're going to alternate this time. So let's lift your head and your arms first. They're going to come down to the floor. They're going to press, and then you lift your legs. As they come down and press, you will lift your head. So you alternate. So the legs are up. And as the legs come down, as soon as they touch to press, you lift your head and your arms. So the feet touch, head and arms come up, head and arms go down, feet pop up. Can you integrate it so that they happen at the exact same time? There's not a delay. Nice. beautiful. Okay, and let that all go and rest. So yeah, so sometimes people think, you know, but yeah, I mean, so I think we all think often of like American Indians and a lot of storytelling, but there's been storytelling forever. It was before writing was around, and right? And that promotes a tremendous amount of thought and awareness. It generates you to think. And then when you think, that generates awareness. And the reason I shared it last week is sometimes we're not aware, like for me, that I even had the habit, but that it was a habit that wasn't a physical necessity, it had an emotional charge behind it. It's, for me, was like a protection. Right? And it kind of sounds silly, like, why do you need to be protected, right? Okay, so gently roll your head to the right and left and see how that feels. Take another moment to observe how you're feeling on the floor now, thinking about what did you learn, what did you experience from today, this lesson, this class. And then as you go to roll to your side to come to sitting, standing, have a level of awareness of how you use all these directions. What do you use to promote rolling to your side? What do you use to promote sitting? What do you use to promote standing? And how these six directions are again coupled together so that you move through space. You transition from one place to another. And then once you're up to standing, observe how you feel now in standing.